I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Cannabis cafes come to California. San Francisco's Jewish community celebrates Hanukkah in a big way. The Sierra Nevada sees extra snow in the north, while oceanside swimmers take a polar plunge. Californians who want a latte with a side of weed just got their wish. A new law goes into effect that permits licensed cannabis dispensaries to add sit-in cafes. Assembly Bill 1775, inspired by Amsterdam's iconic coffee shops, allows on-site cannabis consumption with fresh food and beverages. This version of the bill adds safeguards like ventilation for workers exposed to secondhand smoke. That was the reason Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the bill in 2023. The bill's sponsor, Assemblymember Matt Haney of San Francisco, said, "To be clear, we're not saying that coffee shops should be allowed to sell cannabis. We're saying cannabis shops should be allowed to sell coffee." The idea is to boost the legal taxed cannabis industry, which has stiff competition from the state's illegal market. Haney said that's how it worked for the Netherlands in the 1970s. He predicts the cafes will be a billion-dollar tourist draw, rivaling the wine industry, with San Francisco and West Hollywood leading the way. Hundreds gathered in San Francisco's Union Square last week on the final night of Hanukkah to light a 22-foot menorah candle. The tradition dates back 2,000 years when a small amount of oil miraculously lasted for 8 nights in a Jewish temple that had been destroyed and rebuilt. Rabbi Yosef Langer, who founded the San Francisco event in 1975, lit the candle after walking through the crowd with a flaming torch greeting worshipers. Security was tight. Anti-Semitic hate crimes have risen since 2023, the same year hostages were taken by Hamas in Israel. The crowd prayed for their release. Rabbi Shimon Margolin of the Russian-speaking Jewish community stood before the crowd and said, "Here you have a Christmas tree and also Arabic music playing at the ice skating rink while we celebrate Hanukkah. This is the symbol of religious tolerance and religious freedom." Northern California has much more precipitation than Southern California, according to the first snow survey of 2025 by the California Department of Water Resources. The Northern Sierra has 2 feet of snow depth. That amounts to 9 inches of water, just over 90% of the average for this time of year. Statewide, the snow water levels are slightly higher than average, thanks to holiday storms, but while the Northern Sierra has more than 1.5 times its average snowfall, the Southern Sierra has just 75%. State climatologist Michael Anderson said climate change is expected to amplify these disparities. 200 revelers, with and without swimsuits, braved the 54-degree waters at San Francisco's Ocean Beach on New Year's Day. It was the 10th anniversary of the polar plunge. Locals and visitors said they found community connection by feeling very alive together. San Francisco native Andra Yang said the event was about renewal, getting rid of negativity and regenerating. The tradition first began in the U.S. in icy Boston in 1904. It's celebrated in San Francisco's slightly warmer waters as a ritual for people to collectively start the new year while appreciating the beauty of nature. And finally, if you're in Sausalito on Friday, community archivist Nicole Strait will present a selection from the Sausalito Project. The Oral History Archive includes over 50 short videos of the city's longtime residents sharing stories about the Summer of Love, the industrial shipyards, and other local memories. That event starts at 6:30 at the Sausalito Library on Friday. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other local news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.